Hi, I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal. It's been a while since I've demonstrated how a sales tip works, so I thought I'd do that today. This episode is entitled, How to Sell Fast. In sales, especially the sale of professional services, we always hear that you have to spend years building a relationship before you can sell something to someone. But in my experience, that simply isn't the case. I find that if a person isn't in my client profile, the likelihood that I'll ever be able to sell them anything is extremely remote. And if they are in my client profile, it doesn't take a very long time to make a sale. See, the relationships that take a long time to turn into money weren't supposed to be money-making relationships. They were supposed to be friendships, dates, or whatever they naturally became. And the fact that you may later make money together, 5 or 10 years after you met, is actually happenstance. They just happened across something that could benefit you and told you about it. In the present, if you come across someone who is a user or consumer of the type of goods or services that you sell, there's no reason to wait for the right moment to begin a sales pursuit. To the contrary, you should immediately do what's necessary to gain credibility and try to sell to that person during their current purchasing cycle. And there are others whom you haven't met yet, but who have immediate demand for the type of service that you excel at, and I'm going to discuss how to find them, build credibility with them, and sell to them fairly immediately. So, the tip is, and it's from my new book, 52 Sales Tips and How to Use Them, this is tip number 13, and it says, the best proof of ability is seeing you in action. Get your prospects to watch you live. That's the tip. And it's the easiest way to sell fast. And aren't you glad we're getting back to the point where people can see us live? I know I am. I do so much better when I can connect with people in the same room, feel each other's energy, have a private interaction in the moment, and build rapport. Being in person creates what I call a selling opportunity, as opposed to a marketing opportunity. I define selling opportunity as a chance to engage directly with a prospect, to exchange information about your offering and the prospect's needs or pain points. So you want a live experience and you want to have a seamless follow planned. In the 52 Sales Tips book, I give an example of a magician selling private magic shows. I walk you through the different lead generation tools that the magician can use and what the likely outcomes are from each tool. Some of them are marketing tools, some of them are sales tools. Plus, I show how he can build credibility that will enable him to get a sale within his prospective client's current purchasing cycle. So, how he can sell fast. I'm going to read that magician bit from the book. It's a minute or two long. Then I'll come back and wrap up. Here it is, sales tip number 13. The best proof of ability is seeing you in action. Get your prospects to watch you live. Seeing is believing. Say you're a magician looking to grow your client base. Are you likely to attract new clients by placing a flyer depicting a rabbit being pulled from a top hat on the cars of the 300 shoppers who typically patronize the local party supply store on Saturdays? Sure, you may get one or two moms to pay $200 each for you to perform a short magic show at their six-year-old's birthday party. But how many more sales could you make by giving a half-hour magic show at the community center or park during the annual Founders Day event for your city? You would be able to display an array of tricks, some of which might appeal to an older audience. And the visual imagery from the show would leave a lasting impression on the audience. Assume there are 200 families present at Founders Day. Statistics indicate that you'd be likely to make about 6 immediate sales from that event, as opposed to the 1 or 2 from the flyer. You'd also build brand awareness that likely would result in additional future sales, while the flyer would likely be discarded. In addition, your appearance at a city-sponsored event would indicate that you've been vetted by the city. The showgoers would believe that it's safe to have you in their homes and that you are better than the average magician. Otherwise, the city would not have retained you. Thus, the affiliation would drive up both the number of sales and the price customers are willing to pay. This is a good example of prospecting in a target-rich environment and using a more effective lead generation tool. The flyer distributed at the party store could only depict one message aimed at one audience, parents of small children, who would have to do significant research before they'd feel comfortable trusting you in their homes around their children. The appearance at Founders Day eliminated those roadblocks while simultaneously justifying a higher fee. Okay, that's the end of that part of the reading. Now, we're going to go back to the book to see how to create a following from a live event so that you can sell again later. That's the thing with live events. They allow you to sell now and later. So now we're in tip number 15, which is a tip about how to keep a filled pipeline, how to keep your pipeline full. Reading again. Recall the magician at the Founders Day event. If the magician had been thinking intentionally, that event was a pipeline-filling opportunity. He should have offered an all-access pass after the show, where he could have taken pictures with children and or signed the magic book he has written aimed at the adolescent demographic, thereby earning supplemental income and building relationships at the same time. While he was signing books or being photographed, he could have had his assistant, you know, the girl who gets sawed in half, ask the parents to subscribe their children to his Sunday Funnies, weekly 5-minute magic show delivered virtually on his website. That would have given him the opportunity to stay in touch with the parents and their children who would have begged their parents for a magic show at their next birthday party. Now, the magician is an effective 49er, mining in the right place and mining in the right way. That's the end of the tip. I call prospecting mining in the book. So that's what that whole 49ers bit was about. So in 52 sales tips and how to use them, I take 52 sales pointers and demonstrate how they can be deployed to earn you revenue. It's available in print and ebook wherever books are sold. The ebook is $6.99 and the print book is $12.95. It's about a 4-hour read, so you can knock it out in one Saturday afternoon. I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal. Until next time.